This is Earth and Sky. Rivers and streams form a vast interconnected aquatic network that allows fish to travel freely within a drainage area.
But dams can prevent the dispersal of fish. And if an area blocked by a dam has ever suffered environmental degradation, the fish can suffer. That's what happened in the year 1957 in Abrams Creek in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park of Tennessee and North Carolina. The creek was poisoned to kill fish so that trout could be introduced for fishing. Over time, some of the original fish species rebounded, but others never recovered.
Luckily, three rare fish species once found in Abrams Creek were also present in nearby Citico Creek in Tennessee's Cherokee National Forest. Citico and Abrams Creeks were once connected, but are now separated by a dam. Because their fish once shared a common gene pool, the Citico Creek fish were ideal candidates for reintroduction to Abrams Creek.
But there weren't enough fish in Citico Creek to transplant, so in the 1980s, federal and private conservation groups began a program to breed these fish in captivity and release their offspring into Abrams Creek. After more than a decade, this plan seems to be working, and there's hope that these techniques can be used to reintroduce endangered fish to other restored habitats. Today's show was made possible in part by the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.